America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, fantasy football fans, this is Zach from Upper Hand Fantasy. You don't want an embarrassing tattoo just because you lost a bet in your fantasy football league, right? If you do, I suggest a mermaid holding a football, but let's avoid that altogether. Faraz and I are here to get you ready for your fantasy football drafts with insights and advice. From sleepers to busts, we've got you covered to give you the upper hand on your friends. Start your fantasy football prep now. Join us and stay ahead of the competition. Follow and listen to Upper Hand Fantasy on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. I don't know why I said I said that, but it is. And joining us now on the Fan Hotline is former Bucco, current Bucco analyst Jordy Mercer. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Neil Walker not going to be with us next Monday, so Jordy is going to sit in for Neil then. We wanted to do a little preview deal here. Jordy, good morning. Thanks so much for coming on. How are you today?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Pretty good.
They going to update that headshot for you on Sportsnet Pittsburgh? Everyone else is so professional, and there you are. You got your hair all ratty and stuff. What are they doing to you?
Man, that was a pretty crazy deal, huh? And actually, it was out of the blue, too. I had no idea that was coming on there until it came on the screen. apparently, they didn't have a headshot at the time, not with a hat on, basically. And so they had to, like, just go through some images somewhere online or somewhere. I don't know how they did it. But we got that updated, though, last night. So thank God we changed that, because that was pretty rough.
We wanted to have you on as an Oklahoma State guy to talk about Mike Gundy. No, just kidding. So I was just pulling it up, Jordy. The 2012 Pirates, you guys started 60-44, and then ultimately things didn't go so hot down the stretch, and so you guys finished four games under 500. Then, of course, all the magic started happening in 2013. Does this team remind you, the one that we're currently watching, of one that could find a 2013 kind of magic in the second half? Or do you think this might kind of be the year before the year for these guys?
It's really hard to tell right now. I mean, the pitching is in place. I think that's one of the most important things. Is, as you guys know, pitching wins. I mean, that's the name of the game here in the game of baseball, is having these young arms at the top of the rotation, having Mitch be around, be that, not necessarily veteran guy, but be the Pirate guy. He's been around the organization for the longest, and having those guys set in place reminds me a lot of that, you know, having our big guys that we had too as well. It's just a matter, to me, it's a matter of adding those key pieces like we did, and those guys that fit in, those guys that can bring that a little bit of leadership, and especially on the offensive side is what I'm talking about. But there's a lot of key places and things in place, and the future looks amazing. I mean, I'm telling you what, to have these arms like the Pirates have right now, and all they're going to do is get better, develop, and continue to learn, continue to know what to do when they face, you know, hitters or teams over and over and over, and especially in the division. It's just going to be fun to watch down the road.
Jordy, how can this team find consistency? I mean, you watch games like 2 days ago and they scored 12 runs, and then you watch a game yesterday and they don't score one run at all. How can a team, and there's individuals that find consistency, I get that in baseball, like Brian Reynolds, I mean, having a 25-game hitting streak, he's been consistent really throughout the season, but how can a whole team together collectively find consistency in the middle of a season?
You know what? That's also the name of the game too. And I don't know if I have that answer, to be honest with you, because baseball is all about consistency, right? I mean, if you can stay consistent for the most part, I mean, you guys are going to be pretty good in general. We all are in general, right? In the game. I don't know. They just haven't found that quite of how to make a run yet, of how to put consecutive games together. I don't know whether it's running into a good pitcher or running into somebody that's, you know, completely shut them down, whatever it is, but they just haven't found that success in, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 games in a row where they can put everything together and keep everything moving down the line.
How did Clint Hurdle help you guys with that kind of thing? Because as we were kind of comparing and contrasting earlier in the show, the core that you guys had in 13 to the core that these guys are starting to grow here in 2024, the one thing we didn't mention was the manager. And I feel like that probably has a lot to do with not riding the highs, not riding the lows, but sort of finding that consistency.
Yeah, for me, Hurdle was more of a motivational guy, man. I mean, we always had, he always had speeches. He always had good quotes. He always had things that, I mean, he's been around, right? He's been around, seen a lot of baseball before. Not to say Shelty hasn't either, but he has too as well. But to me, I'm not inside, you know, the walls there and their meetings and whatnot. But Hurdle was always a motivational guy. He always continued to press forward, always moved forward, whether it was a tough loss or a win even. I mean, it was, you know, the next game. That's how he approached it. And I always liked that. I always enjoyed that. I always enjoyed that you can't this game is so – season's so long, there's too many games to play, right? So you got to continue to move on, move forward. And I felt like he did instilled in us a good job of that.
Jordy, do you think that Paul Skeens was deserving of his all-star recognition, his all-star game honor coming up here in the next week? Do you think he's deserving of that with just a small sample size of games?
I honestly think he should start. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, I think he's unbelievable. I think it's we're witnessing something that's it's pretty special. You know, when those guys come around, there's not very often. There's not very many of them. The Max Scherzers, the Justin Verlanders, the type of guys like that that's been in the league for a long time, that knows how to pitch, that are continuous all stars. Those guys just come to mind for me because, you know, that was kind of my era and I faced him a bunch. But he's got that pedigree. He's got everything that you want, you know, in a pitcher, in a frontline starting pitcher that's going to be an all-star for a long time if he can stay healthy. I think that's one of the big key for everybody, right, is can he hold up? Can this guy stay around for a long time and continue to do what he's doing? And there's no question that he can. I mean, there's no question. So – I think he should start. I think he's much deserved. I think he's obviously, if you ask around the league, I don't think anybody wants to face him. And what he's doing with so little experience too. This game, there's so many good hitters and so much information about you, right? And to be able to do what he does on a consistent basis, and it's only 10 starts, going to be 11 today, but it's pretty special what he's doing.
Jordy Mercer, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. It seems that he's not just a guy up there that throws really hard and has devastating stuff. Like, we all knew that coming in, and then just watching the highlights, or if you caught a game here or there in AAA, you knew, okay, he's just blowing dudes away. He's come up here, and then he's pitched. Like, a couple of dudes hit homers off of fastballs to lead off games, and okay, I'll just mix that 95-mile-an-hour splinker in there, and he's hitting corners, and he's going up and down. Like, how often do you see that from a guy who's 22 years old? Not only does he have the stuff, but it seems like he really knows how to pitch.
Well, I think to me that's what makes him even more special is the adjustments he's already made, especially in-game adjustments when maybe early on he's getting a few barrels that he didn't want, and then now he's mixing it up, and then he's pretty much untouchable the rest of the way. Being that young and being able to adjust that early in-game adjustment that quick, and then, like you just mentioned, he already came up with a new pitch, right? And he's, you know, most people don't even do that until they get, you know, established in the league a little bit older, can figure out kind of what they want to do and make adjustments. But he's doing it on the fly. He's doing it early. He's doing it quickly. And, you know, he's always going to have that heater, right? He's always going to have that good fastball. But if you can mix in a couple other pitches like he does and he can locate too, my goodness, it makes it really tough.
Jordy, you're the perfect person to answer this question. And, you know, I'm a former football guy, so, you know, talking to a former shortstop can really put me in my place if I need to be put in my place. With O'Neill Cruz's raw ability, size, his strength, his speed, do you think the Pirates should explore putting him in the outfield?
Oh, I thought you were going to mention about tight end. Okay, never mind.
There he goes.
You know, I don't know yet. That's the thing is I don't know. I don't know yet. To me, he's so athletic. Like, that's why he's playing there right now, because he's so athletic, right? I think down the road, I think they're going to have to explore probably something else. And the reason for that is the health-wise. Can he continue to stay healthy, continue to play every day there? It's a very demanding position. It's a very demanding spot to play in the big leagues. It's a premier position. It is. I mean, to be able, the good ones go out there and play every single day, and it's really hard to do that, especially being that tall, right? So I don't know yet, but he's so gifted and so athletic. It's fun to watch him play there. It's fun to let it play out for just a little bit. Now, you can't go to third, really, because if you look to your right, there's a Gold Glover over there, too, as well, and he's going to be here for a while, too. So maybe a transition of flipping those two would be, I think, a good opportunity. I think Key Bryan can play some really good shortstop, too. So I don't know. I think there's plenty of options, obviously, to keep his bat in the lineup. He's a very exciting player. He's got tons of tools. And I'm continuing to excited to watch him grow, too.
Andrew McCutchen is slightly younger than you, Jordy. How's that make you feel?
Old.
I mean, how crazy is it that he is 37 years old and he's been game in, game out, one of their more consistent players this year?
Well, it just goes to show you like what type of player he's been in his career and what type of guy, clubhouse, guy, all of the above. Just really a continuous leader. When you think of Pittsburgh, in my days, I know I'm a little bit younger than probably the audience here, but, I think of him, right? I think of him, and I think of, you guys might think of Barry or Bobby or whatever, but or Pops or, Roberto. Obviously, he's one of the best that ever do it too. But my age, my generation here, I think of Kutch. That's what I do, right? So to be able to, I think it was so cool for him to come back and continuing to play at a level where it's pretty good, right? It's not his all-star level, what he's normally playing, right? Because he is 37, but he's still putting up numbers. He's still delivering. He's still doing great things. And I think the most important thing is he's leading a young group, and they're evolving and they're continuing to get better. And that's what I enjoy the most.
Jordy, this was a lot of fun, man. We really appreciate you coming on. So your thoughts on Gundy? I'm just kidding.
Hey, you know what? We're going to win 10 games again, and you know what? We're going to move on. That's the part about Gundy. He's a very out there, and he continues to say what's on his mind, which you got to appreciate too as well. But
yeah, I don't think he means any harm by anything.
No.
I just think he's kind of, a unique dude. As long as one of those 10 wins isn't over my West Virginia Mountaineers, I think we'll be okay here, Jordy.
I got you.
Thanks for the time, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jordy.
Take care. What a swell guy.
Very swell.
A really nice man.
And you say, like, how does it make you feel? Because he basically said he's old, and he's just a year older than me. So you're throwing a lot of us under the
bus.
Isn't
that crazy, though, that McCutchen just goes out there and is just...
Yeah, it's crazy.
Swatting homers.
He does run like me, though. You could tell. He does run like a 37-year-old. He kind of just, like, bops.
You would beat him in a race.
No.
You don't think so?
Could barely beat Kale.
Good point by you. All right, coming up next, we switch gears here. It is list season. This is the only downtime in the NFL offseason. List season. And we could go over the list. We could say, oh, we disagree with this or that. Well, these lists come out, and it got Doran's head kind of going yesterday, and we wanted to bring it to today's show. We'll explain all of that when we come back. But first... Let me tell you about Fan Twitter. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, fantasy football fans, do you want to be the owner who was doing a cram session the night before the draft? I didn't think so. You need to start your prep now. This is Faraz from Upper Hand Fantasy. Zach and I are here to get you ready for your fantasy football drafts with insights and advice from sleepers to busts. We've got you covered and give it the upper hand on your friends. Today is the day to start getting ready for the draft. So join us and stay ahead of the competition. Follow and listen to Upper Hand Fantasy on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, for you, it's list season in the NFL. Got us to thinking. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. But apropos of nothing during the break, Callis giggles to himself and then says into our ears,
"Oh, it's Slurpee Day."
I did not giggle.
Oh, there was giggling.
Yeah, you're like, I just remembered. It's 7-Eleven Slurpee Day.
That's exactly what you did.
Why is that so amusing?
So you're going to make a special trip to 7-Eleven and get yourself a Slurpee.
No, I actually can't.
The worst. You have no time to stop at 7-Eleven.
No, my blood sugar's been a little high lately.
Yeah, no crap.
I don't want to die.
Do you?
93.7 The Fan producer Nicholas Harry Callis
dies from Slurpee. It was the blue kind, not the red. Blue raspberry. He liked blue. No, he didn't know the color.
It's not even blue raspberry. There's just, what flavor do you want? Blue or red?
I usually see those as gray. Right.
He overdosed on the wrong kind of chemical fruity syrup because he can't tell his blue from his reds. Texter, I said this before. You guys have the best chemistry on radio. Take a bow. We do, yeah. Including Slurpee over there in the corner. Guys!
That's what we did. We were like, what?
Guys,
how about this?
Can you believe it?
It's Slurpee Day.
Like, I thought I was going to be, you know, this girl I've been talking to on the Tinder, she's going to be in town. We're going to have a date tonight.
That was a Pirates trade.
You know, it's Slurpee Day.
Guys, Taylor Ward is coming to town. No, it's just I'm dying young because of diabetes is what it is. Not to make a joke of that. Mm. Wouldn't want to. Mm-mm. Wouldn't want to. Probably a good decision, though, for you not to suck down 68 ounces of pure sugar.
Do you like Slurpees, though? Like, is that your thing?
Yeah, I do.
That's your thing? That's your jam?
Yeah, I got to think about my heart, though, right? You know?
I don't know if the heart is bad.
Are Slurpees good, or are they just, like, thought to be good?
High blood sugar can lead to heart disease. That's what I...
Well, my dad did get a heart transplant, and he loves Slurpees. Loves.
There's people out there that really love Slurpees.
He loves the Slurpee.
Really?
Yeah.
I never would have thought. I thought it was like a kid's thing.
No.
I think it mostly is.
During the summer, they're good, though, because it's hot.
Yeah. And
tomorrow's going to be 91 for the high.
So. Sweltering yesterday.
Like, I think like things like Slurpees and cake and ice cream are overrated.
Nope. No, I wouldn't say that.
I think it's all kids. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, sweets.
I don't like cake. Me not either. Really. Even as a Mount Lebanon guy, I'm not a cake eater. I like pie.
Yeah.
Yes.
More than cake. I think as you graduate, as you grow up, you like pie more. I do like ice cream, but didn't before my wife came around. Slurpees, snow cones. My daughter's crazy about them. I just don't like the taste. It tastes like chemicals. Mm. He says with Zin firmly placed in the bottom lip. 412-928-9370. Those are all natural, though. This is pure cinnamon. This is not...
Yes.
This is not fake cinnamon.
Right.
When are they going to sponsor the show? 412-928-9370 is the number I throw out whenever I'm trying to make a transition. So ESPN They did the thing they do this time of year, right? And ESPN talked with their executives, their scouts, their coaches. They ranked the top 10 edge rushers in the NFL. And Myles Garrett, number one. T.J. Watt, number two. And we could do the thing. I almost got sucked into it earlier. Who? Do you have a golf tee in your beard?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot I was there. Just, you know, fidgeting. Sorry.
Just leave it sitting there in the rough. Yep. So we could do the Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt thing. Oh, my God, I can't believe Myles Garrett better than T.J. Watt. But that's no fun. So you brought this up yesterday, like either in passing to Doug or like off the air with Doug. The Steelers feel like a much improved football team this year. They added a lot in the offseason. But while we talked about their lack of depth at the cornerback position, oh, they've got Joey Porter Jr., and then they've got everybody else, and how's that all going to work out? And you said, hold up just a second now. Joey Porter Jr., great rookie year. He's not a sure thing. And so then that dives into this conversation. T.J. Watt, he's on that list. He's a sure thing. When he's healthy, T.J. Watt's going to lead the NFL in sacks. That's who he is. One of the best players in the league. How many sure things, how many guys that you can count on to know what they're going to give you are on this roster? It's not a very long list.
Well, there's this list. It's like it's scouts and execs, right? That are coming up with these lists, and they know what the deal is with players around the league. Look at every position. How many Steelers are in the top 10 of every position around the league with these lists?
T.J. Minka.
Yes. There's two sure things. Now, I would throw Cam Hayward in there, but he's going through a contract negotiation right now. Don't know if that's a sure thing. Don't know what's going to happen with that. But in retrospect, he would be a sure thing. So they're basically they would have three.
He can't, based on health alone, he can't be a sure thing. As good as he is when he's healthy, he can't be a sure thing. Because you don't know, is he going to play 10 games? Is he going to play 15? Is he going to play 17? Probably not. Minka fits the bill. Their fourth highest paid player is Larry Ogunjobi, his cap number. He might be a sure thing in that he's not very good.
Right. Like
you know what he's going to provide. He can make his one play a day, one play a game. And for 13 and change, that's not enough. I mean, I'm looking at So I'm looking at their biggest cap numbers right now. Alex Highsmith, I think you know is going to be good. But 2 years ago, he was a double-digit sack guy and a low-pressure guy. Last year, not a double-digit sack guy, but a high-pressure guy. Is he a sure thing? Yeah, I think so. But he's not an elite player.
Mm-hmm.
Is Patrick Queen a sure thing?
He'd probably be next. Outside of the two, if anything, because he got paid a lot of money for his services of what he did last year. So I put it in the realm of, okay, like, you know, Broderick Jones isn't a sure thing.
No way.
He's moving to left tackle and he's going into a second year. Then we can go through everybody, but, you know, Patrick Queen would be third because of what he did last year. Yes, he is a sure thing.
I don't know that he can be. Because he's different team, different scheme, different player that he's, you know, primarily playing next to. Might be a green dot guy.
Oh, gosh.
Let's open it up. Let's have a longer conversation on this. We got sidetracked by the Slurpees. 412-928-9370. Who are the guys, apart from T.J. Watt and Minka Fitzpatrick, where you go, damn it, I know exactly what they're going to do this year for the Steelers? 412-928-9370. We'd love to hear your nominations. We'll get to more of this coming up next. Again, 412-928-9370. I'll throw one more out before the break. Chris Boswell. I feel good about Boz.
Yeah.
But when the third guy's the kicker? List season in the NFL. Minka, top 10 safety, top 5 safety, top 3 safety. T.J. Watt, the second best edge rusher in the NFL, according to ESPN, the executive scouts, coaches that they've pulled. And for our money, those are the two guys that you can definitely count on for the Steelers this year. What Doran referred to as sure things. I like the conversation. I agree with it. I nominate Najee Harris. as a sure thing. You know I am as lukewarm on Najee Harris as anybody will be, but we have seen kind of his floor, and I think as he's not a star, but I think you know what you're going to get out of him. He's going to be durable. He's going to carry the load. He's going to rush for 1,000 yards, and you can count on, we can pencil in Najee Harris's production. You agree with that?
Kind of. Whenever I brought this up, I meant like sure things. Like, I think of, you know, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. Like, they are sure things. I'm trying to think of, like, around the league, you know, other teams. Debo Samuel's a sure thing. Brandon Ayuk's a sure thing. George Kittle's a sure thing. Christian McCaffrey's a sure thing. You know, guys that you know are number ones.
Do the Steelers even have a single offensive lineman that's a sure thing?
No.
Like, I thought Samalu came into it in the second half. I think Daniels has been pretty good. But no, I would agree. New scheme as well. So let's look at the Ravens real quick. Like, Ronnie Stanley at left tackle, to me, is a sure thing.
Yes.
Tyler Linderbaum is now a sure thing. Mark Andrews at tight end.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Derrick Henry.
Yes.
I don't like this.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. Like, Roquan Smith would be a sure thing for me. Kyle Hamilton would be a sure thing.
Uh-huh.
Marlon Humphrey would be a sure thing. So you're getting darn near double digits with the Ravens, and the Steelers have two guys that we came to consensus on as sure things. George Pickens led the NFL in yards per catch last year. I don't think anybody in their right mind would say, oh, we know what he's going to provide this year.
Nope.
And to me, he is the biggest key to the offense, because I think there's still a sizable gap between what he's done and his ceiling. And they've got so many high beta players here where they could fail miserably, or they could be elite, and that's obviously where the season's gonna hinge upon. But just real quick, doing the flyby on Baltimore, they got like 10 guys, and you got two?
Yep.
Colin from Dormont, you want to chime in with a sure thing? Hi, Colin.
So as far as nominating Najee Harris on his own, but I will nominate him and Jaylen Warren as a unit, particularly with a potential run first offensive system coming in. But I will also say I don't have a big problem with the number of guys we have. I just have an issue that, like, the first six names were all defensive players and the kicker. And it really feels lopsided that it took us that long to even get to somebody on the offensive side of the football. I mean,
well, I'm going to try to ride the fence on this one a little bit. And thank you, Colin. Like, there's a concern therein with the offense. Like, what are they for sure going to be able to do? I don't know. Defensively, they were sixth in the league in points allowed last year. They've got to be better than that this year. Now, at the end of the year, they were banged up, and that's going to affect the numbers. Like the Indianapolis game, they didn't have any safeties. They didn't have any linebackers. It was just the defensive front, and that's all they had. But still, playoff game. Feel like Buffalo could have named the score. Oh, the Steelers scored 41. They score 42. They just feel that. Can't be the case this year. When you start naming the guys who are at least high paid, and then because you're high paid, you should be close to a sure thing, they do line up on that side of the ball. And if you ain't great there, you got problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like to be a contender, and I mean, I think the Ravens are the prime example, unless you're Kansas City and you have Mahomes and Kelsey, which outside of that, how many short things? Not many.
But right, you lose Sneed.
Yeah, you don't really need it.
No, when you've got a quarterback who's that good.
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, but in order to contend, you have to have at least two to three on each side, short things.
And we're talking like legitimate Super Bowl contention.
Yeah, yes. So to make it through the playoffs, yes, you have to have a couple.
So when I look at Cincinnati, like, they have the quarterback. Like, when he gets undersold a little bit for last year, because when he was healthy, he was really good. Like, so he didn't have the good start because of the whatever he was dealing with. And then obviously we know that the season went off the rails for him due to injury, but he was really good. And he's taking them to the Super Bowl. Sure thing. Jamar Chase, sure thing. T. Higgins, sure thing. There's three on the offensive side right there. Then you flip over to the defense, and I think Trey Hendrickson is a sure thing.
If you have the quarterback, that's top five, the kind of discussion doesn't go out the window, but you can see where you can be competitive if you have a quarterback and not have as many sure things.
Yes.
But if you don't, if you're kind of middling around with the quarterback position, you have to have at least three other short things on offense and at least three things on defense in order to be competitive, I feel like, in the NFL.
Yeah, you've got to have a great roster or a great quarterback, and the teams that have a little column A, little column B are the ones that win championships.
Yep.
You think about that Spagnuolo-coordinated defense last year in Kansas City, a young defense but talented. They were great defensively, and then you got Patrick Mahomes. You look at the Browns, they got Amari Cooper. Yep. I think Jerry Jeudy's a good player. I don't think he's quite, like, when we're talking, like, as the reference, like, the Tyreek Hills, like, the right. game breakers. But Jerry Jeudy's a good player, certainly better than what the Steelers have at number two wide receiver. Joel Bitonio's a really good player.
Very good. He's a sure thing. I mean, Njoku, in a sense, could, I mean, he's, you know, he had a pretty good year last year.
And I put them more in the conversation with the Steelers because Deshaun Watson, I don't put in
right.
that category.
Right.
I look at him as an unknown the same way I look at Russell Wilson as a relative unknown, though right. an upgrade. Nick Chubb, if healthy, you know what he's going to do.
Uh-huh.
Za'Darius Smith, Myles Garrett, JOK is a really good player.
Uh-huh.
Denzel Ward,
uh-huh.
Grant Delpit got better. There are, on both sides of the ball, it's why people say they've got one of the better rosters in football, and their line is still really, really good. Like Wyatt Teller, Jedrick Wills, like...
right.
Justin Tucker, by the way, we left off of Baltimore. So who are the Steelers guys? Because we've done now the division comparison, and it leaves me not feeling all that great. Hey, again, Steelers, much improved team. Steelers could be a playoff team this year. Steelers, this year's roster, much better than last. But we are counting on guys taking big steps. More talented, to be sure. Like Broderick Jones, talent. Troy Fatanu, talent. Zach Frazier, talent. Pedigree on the offensive line, much better. But in terms of proving it, hadn't happened yet.
Sounds like the Pirates.
412-928-9370. The phone lines are stacked. We'll continue this conversation coming up next. 412-928-9370. Who are the Steelers' sure things? I'd like to say Joey Porter Jr. would be that, but you don't know. Full season, year two, they got your film now. Like, if we're projecting on who's going to be good, that's different on... who, like, we definitely know is going to be good.
Right.
If we change the verbiage and made it not sure things and made it, like, guys you can count on, I think you expand the list. Like, I can count on Sayamalu. I can count on James Daniels. I can count on...
Pat Freiermuth.
I can count on Najee Harris. I feel pretty darn good about counting on Jaylen Warren.
I can count on, I think, Russell Wilson. It's really stretching it, but from his resume... I personally feel like last year it looked a lot different than what it actually was for people. I just don't think that the relationship was that good. And if you look at his numbers, they weren't as bad as I think people may think that they are. So I think that as a count on, I think he'll be there.
Mm-hmm. God, this is so sports radio. Who are the sure things? Who are the guys you can count on? 412-928-9370. But I absolutely love it, and I would agree with you on Russell Wilson. My thought on him is, at this point in his career, I don't know that his ceiling and his floor are all that far off. I think you pretty much know what the floor is. And I think that the aberration, we've seen it in his career, was 2 years ago in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think you're getting pretty close to the guy that he was last year in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't expect much more than that, but I wouldn't expect below that. Yeah, I think you can count on Russ Wilson.
No, Justin Fields, totally different story.
Different story. I don't think you know one way or another what you get with Justin Fields. And worth the flyer. Because
sure.
he's talented as all get out. But, yeah, you don't know. If they knew he'd be starting, if they knew, they'd have signed him already. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. To the phones. Let's go to Lou in Munhall. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Lou.
I think a lot of the excitement about this offseason comes from the potential of what the Steelers could possibly do next year. But I don't think there are a lot of sure things on the team outside of Minka and TJ Watt, because one, you have a new offensive coordinator, you have a new quarterback. So that will determine a lot of the success of the offense, because even if George Pickens is the go-to guy, it depends on his relationship with Russell Wilson, because Russell Wilson is going to be getting him the ball. So you don't know how that offense is going to gel under Arthur Smith. We don't know how the offensive line is going to gel together. If everything works out well, this could be a vastly superior team than what we had last year. But we have to see how that offensive line gels and how the quarterback plays.
Thank you, Lou. The offensive line's a big one. I'll say it again. Significantly more talented.
Significantly.
But if Zach Frazier and Troy Fatanu stink out loud for a month, I don't know, you could be shocked by it. Like, I don't know that I would bet on it, but I wouldn't be shocked by it.
No, because they're rookies?
Yeah. That ain't easy.
No.
Like, I watched every game Zach Frazier played, and there really wasn't a particular defensive tackle that he struggled with, but you also don't have an NFL-caliber defensive tackle across from you every single game.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny?
No, I'm with
you. Is it funny because I'm breaking down Zach Frazier?
No, it's funny because I'm with you because it's a totally different game.
Yeah.
But I think that he was born to play center.
Oh, for sure.
And I think that his transition is probably going to be the best out of all of them. Out of all the rookies. His transition, I think he's going to hit the ground and he's not even going to miss a beat. He's not. And I think that that's going to fuel and really let this offensive line be one of the better units on the team early, because that's what they need. They don't need this offensive line to, hey, let's tread water. Okay, now we're going to start swimming. No, I'm talking Atlanta. This offensive line needs to be on the same damn page.
Yeah, it does.
They need to be.
Because the last 2 years, they did exactly what you said.
They can't. They have no time to do that. And I think it does honestly start with Zach Frazier. And I think he's the perfect person for it to start with, because I think he is actually NFL ready as soon as he was drafted.
The nice thing about the way it is with this line is you go non-rookie, or you go young player at left tackle, seasoned vet Isaac Seumalo, rookie, seasoned vet James Daniels, rookie. So everyone's playing next to a vet, which I think is going to be good. It does take time to gel, but also you have an offensive coordinator that gets it now, and that should be able to help too. Because these last two Steelers offensive lines in their running games, they came into it in the second half of the year because I think that their offensive mind that was calling the plays and scheming things up didn't know his butt from a hole in the ground.
Right.
There is so much potential on this team. It's why, like, I think that was a really good call there.
Yep.
Like, they could be really, really good. Like, Keanu Benton could be outstanding. I spit everywhere just there. He could be wonderful, but he could also take a step back. Like, Freiermuth had a bad year last year. You'd ask him, he'd say that. Injuries, coordinator, quarterback, I don't really put it on him.
Mm-hmm.
He could be a top five tight end in the league. I thought he was with Ben. Like, Ben's last season, I thought Freiermuth was really, really good. And I think all he needed was some competent human beings around him.
Yes.
And he might wind up being, you've said it for a long time, the Steelers' second best offensive weapon next year. 412-928-9370. We got time for one more. No, we'll bleed a couple of calls into the next segment. And then you had a really good Mike Tomlin take I wanted to kind of suss out a little bit more coming up next. 412-928-9370 if you want to get in on this. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to 7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high at 83, low at 65. And again, you can give us a ring on that fan hotline, 412-928-9370. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, fantasy football fans. This is Zach from Upper Hand Fantasy. You don't want an embarrassing tattoo just because you lost a bet in your fantasy football league, right? If you do, I suggest a mermaid holding a football, but let's avoid that altogether. Faraz and I are here to get you ready for your fantasy football drafts with insights and advice. From sleepers to busts, we've got you covered to give you the upper hand on your friends. Start your fantasy football prep now. Join us and stay ahead of the competition. Follow and listen to Upper Hand Fantasy on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.